At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkstrom with you on a Tuesday. It's Futures Day here on the show. We'll talk to a couple of great guests coming up as the show goes along. Jason Scott, VP of Trading, BetMGM, will join us in 20 minutes. And about an hour from now, we'll talk to Jason Logan of Covers.com and the host of the Sharp 600 podcast. That's coming up. We did some team future Super Bowl stuff about an hour ago. We'll get to some player looks here, maybe Coach of the Year as well we'll touch on. But Joe, you had a couple more things you wanted to hit on, a discussion we had yesterday. The Packers, their win total, the numbers changed on that? Or the juice
changed,
they
did.
At least?
Exactly. So I see an 11, mostly 10 and a half throughout the market. That's where BetMGM is. But the adjustment from 24 hours ago was now the stuff that was not juiced on the over 10 and a half, it's juiced everywhere. We're talking like BetMGM, I'm seeing minus 152 on the over. I see somewhere in that range at most sports books. And, you know, they're sitting here 2-1, biggest favorite of the week going up against New England. We expect it to be Hoyer, New England, Giants, Jets, Commandos coming up. I mean, they should be 6-1, 5-2 at the worst. So 10.5 just seems like a layup to me. They've got to go 9-5 the rest of the way. As long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, and we hit on earlier how they're changing their style a little bit. These are going to be lower scoring games. And maybe it's going to take the books a little bit of time to adjust, but maybe not so much when you look at the total of Green Bay games. I don't see how they don't get over 10.5 as long as 12's on the field.
I don't either. I mean, we talked about that schedule the next month or so. It's just win after win for the Green Bay Packers. They're gonna be 6-1 before we wake up and we get to November, and maybe the schedule tightens up a little bit. We talked about it yesterday, Aaron. It's the right play. The Packers over that win total, and if they get moved soon, we might see that number move too, just go up.
Well, absolutely. There's an 11 right. Already.
Yeah, especially with their upcoming schedule, that number is just going to get shorter and shorter. And I feel like this style of Packers play isn't going to be what we're used to seeing. It's not always going to be pretty, but as long as they're getting those wins, that's all that matters for them.
That is a low total for a very high spread this week against New England. Yeah. It's double digits, and it's in the 30s. I'm just saying. You don't see a ton.
I don't remember seeing one of those.
Yeah.
It's very
under.
I think take the Pats.
New Pats. England. Yeah. Paul. We might have to. A few other win totals. Grab my eye. Want to see if you guys are interested in any of them. All in the AFC. Talked about the Browns earlier. Their win totals 8.5. Okay. 2-1 Browns, 8.5. Everybody's down on these two AFC West teams. Chargers with all the injuries. I get it. It's 9.5 with Houston, Cleveland, Denver, Seattle next. Houston, Cleveland, Denver, Seattle. 9.5. But, you know, their most impactful players are getting hurt. The juice is on the under 9.5, which is interesting. The Raiders start 0-3. I don't think they're that bad. These are all one score losses. Their win total is 6.5. Any interest on Raiders 6.5, Chargers 9.5, and or Browns 8.5?
So in theory, I like the idea of the Raiders, right? I agree with you. I don't think they're this bad. Maybe they're going to win seven instead of win the 10 people thought, right? They're kind of that 7 of 10 win team. The only worry I have is they haven't seen the Chiefs yet, right? The Chiefs have destroyed them for years, but they're going through without the Chiefs on with the Chiefs coming up twice. So that's a worry. And I'm still not done with the Chargers, though. Yesterday, that Rashawn Slater injury really worries me. I mean, now he's a gigantic piece of that team. I can they get to 10-7? Yeah, they can. But isn't this going to be a sweat? Isn't the Chargers at 9 or 10 going to be a sweat now? The best case, it feels like we're their ceiling has
Big
changed.
sweat, big sweat. Yeah. Browns?
Yeah, it feels like things are about to start tumbling for this Chargers team. I would look under on
Man.
that one. And then the
Okay.
Raiders, yeah, I mean, they've got Denver, then Kansas City, Houston, Saints, the Jags, who look a lot better, Colts, Denver, Seattle. They're probably going to be right there.
What do you guys think the Chargers are on miss the playoffs? Is that the favorite or the underdog?
I would guess it's now the favorite.
I'll say favorite.
Slightly, slightly. It's basically a pick 'em, but it's -110 I see on the miss. Let me see what the make is. Maybe they juice that side
I
as
mean,
well,
the
but
Chargers don't
yeah.
strike me as a big public team that people are like, oh yeah, like the Cowboys or that
Right.
if when things go wrong, I feel like people would be ready to jump ship on the Chargers quickly.
I don't know. I mean, every year they're a hot team that people can't stop betting on, right?
In the
People are picking them for the
beginning.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then the season happens.
It's like, how
It's
many
funny
times
watching
have we seen this movie?
the reaction on them is funny. It's like there's no middle ground on the Chargers. People either love them before the season and everyone hates them now and it's over. And I don't think it's over yet for them. But the injury to Slater is it's a major deal. All right, let's do Coach of the Year here. We haven't updated our Coach of the Year thoughts in a while because there's some interesting names now pushing to the top of this thing. Obviously, Dan Campbell was the one we talked about all summer. He got all the tickets, he got all the love. That's what it is. So right now, Coach of the Year, BetMGM, I'm seeing Nick Sirianni 4-1 as the leader in the clubhouse. Mike McDaniel 5-1 second. Doug Peterson 8-1. So we have a Sirianni Doug game on Sunday. Coach of the Year battle. O'Connell's 14-1. Dable in that mix as well. So, and then Campbell, I think, is about 20-1. He's a 1-2 team. I mean, Dan Campbell's got to start winning football games if he's going to be a Coach of the Year candidate. What do we think about this? I mean, McDaniel's the one that's got the buzz right now, right? McDaniel's got the buzz. A 3-0 team just beat the Bills. I don't think this continues. I think the Bills still win the division, so I don't think this is going to be Mike McDaniel. But I'll say it this way: if Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins win the AFC East, he's going to win the Coach of the Year. I don't think they're going to win the division, but if he pulls this off and knocks off the Bills in that division, he's going to win this thing.
I wouldn't make that statement.
Okay.
The Eagles might go 13-4.
They might.
And that would be just barely getting over the win total right now. I mean, that's how
All
they
right.
could be 14-3. Yeah.
Where do we think the credit's going to go for the Eagles? Because early on, it feels like it's more Hurts than Sirianni, just in the market, the buzz, the talk. And then there's the, I don't know how this plays into the awards market with MVP and Coach of the Year. Howie Roseman's the one that brought all these players in, right? Executive of the Year.
Right.
I mean, that what's the difference between last year's team and this year's team, other than Hurts' leap? Well, they put stars around him and gave Sirianni stars to play
Yeah.
with.
Yeah. Okay. So, talking about the mentality of the voter, where is it going to get the credit? McDaniel came in, offensive genius. Now they put stars on around his roster too.
Sure.
They really bolstered that offense, but he'll get the credit as, oh, he changed everything, changed the culture. He fixed they're scoring points like crazy. He'll get a lot more credit than Sirianni because I didn't feel Sirianni was getting. We talked about on the show, we bet him at like 100-1 at one point, and it felt like it was live for a little bit. But Sirianni's a favorite right now. Just they might have the best record in the NFL. I mean, that's why I was just never in on Campbell. Like they had to be a playoff team. They probably needed to win the NFC North, but that's a fair point. Hurts might get the credit, But right now, Hurts is not the MVP. So
right.
where's it exactly going to go? Doug's up there. We can make a case for Sirianni, McDaniel, Doug, O'Connell. If Minnesota has a good season,
that
maybe it's a buy point.
I was looking at
14-1, right?
Because if you look at their upcoming schedule, the Saints, Bears, Dolphins could be a tough one, Cardinals, Washington, of course, you got Buffalo, Dallas. And let's just say Hurts is in the MVP conversation and he is getting more of the credit. Maybe out of the NFC, Kevin O'Connell starts to shine a little bit more.
Yep, I could see that. So Staley's not going to win it. McDermott's not going to win it. The expectations were too high. And I'm bringing these names up because 16, 22-1. Campbell's now 25. I don't think Harbaugh's going to win it. Where is their value in the coach of the year? I think the right guys are at the very top. But if we're looking for value, where do you go?
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Reich, people are down on him right now. 40-1. Reed's not going to get it. Eberflus Bears aren't going to be good enough. Shanahan, they had high expectations coming in. Arthur Smith? They haven't won a game, but...
No, they won one. They won the Seattle. They got one.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
But
if so, doesn't that fit the blueprint? Nobody had any expectations for the Falcons. Some were saying that's the worst roster in the NFL. What if they get the seventh playoff spot? I mean, they'd have to really turn it on, but.
Sure. Did we mention Stefanski?
No.
You mentioned him last week, I think I skipped
over Stefanski when I was rattling off those names because I don't think the public wants to give any awards to anybody part of that organization.
But maybe if you give it to him, it's not Watson. It's like he overcame the distraction of Deshaun Watson. He coached them up without that guy, and then they finished it when he came back.
He also won it a couple years ago. So
I know that. Yeah, he did. It's funny in this market, you could just rule out so many of these coaches like already. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, some of these teams are bad. These coaches aren't any good. Like, you could give me any odds you want. Nathaniel Hackett's not coming close to this award. Everyone's decided he's a bozo to begin with. So he's out. Robert Saleh's out. Like, there's so many coaches that are out.
Can LaFleur get it? Is it possible? It's usually we'd say no, but it's not like the Packers. No.
I don't think so because Aaron Rodgers always gets all the shine, right?
He won the MVP, and Rodgers is probably not going to win it this year.
Do you think if LaFleur has another big season, he's won 13 games in every year he's been the coach, do you think he gets one? Like the voters are like, we got to give him one of these years. He's won 12 or 13 games 4 years in a row.
And they're not winning because of Aaron Rodgers this year, if it plays out that way. Maybe.
Yeah.
At 30, that might be worth something.
It's interesting. And also, another thing, I was trying to figure out who would get the credit with the Eagles. But in 2019, when the Ravens went 14-2, Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson got the credit. That wasn't just one. They both won the awards that year. Right? Maybe we don't have to parse them. Maybe they both get it. Mm. If the Eagles or any team, right? Any team has that kind of year. Perhaps it both. Maybe perhaps we get a coach of the year and an MVP with the same team. That could happen.
Can McCarthy win it? no chance, right? Like people have just decided they don't like him. And but I'm just saying, you work through this, maybe.
It's funny, no one's giving him any credit right now. He probably should get some. He's coached up Cooper Rush to a point where they're winning games with a backup quarterback. That's usually a good coaching job, we say.
Maybe there's a bit of Cowboys fatigue, you know, just all around. People aren't even.
And they're not going to win the division, so that kind of hurts.
If you had to put one in right now, who'd you put it in for?
Your guy Todd Bowles. No, he's not going to win it. It since I'm looking for some value, a realistic option. I don't know. Falcons. They improve as the season moves along. They take those big steps and they sneak into the playoffs. Arthur Smith 50-1 for a longer shot.
The Arthur Smith angle is a fun one. Our spunky cover Falcons.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the Arthur Smith one too.
The ones at the top,
or Kevin O'Connell. Yeah,
O'Connell's the best one.
The ones, exactly. That's bunched at the top. That has a little more value that I could see happening in the NFC.
Very quickly, a name on a player future that I mentioned in the summer. He probably doesn't do it, but he was 75-1 in the summer. He's down to 16-1 right now. St. Brown is only five catches behind Cooper Kupp. He has four less targets. And he missed a part of that game on Sunday. He got banged up. When St. Brown is on the field, he gets targeted like 12 times a game. I think he's got a chance at a 120 catch season.
Now, reception leader?
Reception leader, yeah. 16-1.
Okay.
He's most, that's where he is right now, most receptions. I think he's got a chance at a gigantic season. Now, Kupp may just have 150 again and win again, but I think Brown's got a chance to be in the mix. It's a lot of catches already.
Okay. Yeah. I'm waiting for there to be some regression and I haven't seen it yet. By the way, we're talking about Lamar with MVP odds, and from book to book, the odds are different, which I find very interesting in the top four after Allen. But Lamar is now your favorite for offensive player of the year. We were talking before the season about how they've gone away from the quarterback for that award. Yeah. Maybe they could. Maybe Lamar, if he doesn't get the MVP, they'd give him that.
Could be. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily. Coming up next, Jason Scott, VP of Trading at BetMGM. He'll join us next, talk all things in the market right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.